Yes, Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Listening to the Drive at 5 Live. I am your weekly host, Patricia McDowell, from the great city of Yonkers. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the Drive at 5 Live. Each week, we will discuss health and wellness. We will guide you to the road to a better and healthy lifestyle with beneficial results. Boy, I'm so excited as always. We have a great show lineup for you today. But before we call on our guests, let's talk about some of our friends of the Drive at 5 Live. And one of those great friends is Avon. It's not your grandmother's company anymore. This is the company that puts mascara on lashes and food on tables, that fights wrinkles with one hand and breast cancer with the other, that knows the value of a lipstick but still opens its mouth and speaks out against domestic violence and for women's financial independence. This is the company that not only brings beauty to doors but also opens them. The company that supports 6 million representatives in over 100 companies. This is Avon, the company that for 125 years has stood for beauty, innovation, and optimism, and above all, for women. Avon began offering women the opportunity to be CEOs of their own business and control their economic destinies. To become an Avon rep or to buy some of those wonderful holiday gifts. And remember, we have Secretary Week coming up. We have Easter coming. We have Mother's Day and Father's Day. And certainly, you can buy all of those gifts for those individuals which are so near and dear to your heart at Avon. Call today, 914-447-1089. That's 914-447-1089. Again, if you're looking to buy or if you're looking to sell, again, call 914-447-1089. Jewels by Elan. Do you know about the new Jewels in Yonkers? It's Jewels by Elan. But guess what? It's not just in Yonkers anymore. Jewels by Elan is now exclusively on the World Wide Web. You can browse the website at the comfort of your home or office. If you are looking for fabulous jewelry for every occasion, visit the website at www.jewelsbyelan.com. That's J-E-W-E-L-S BYELAN.com or call 914-512-8578. That's 914-512-8578. Lifestyle Dream Vacation. In the unique Dominican Republic, imagine a place with 1,000 miles of pristine beaches overlooking a crystalline turquoise sea, a place where the midday siesta is still a time-honored tradition, and the free-spirited merengue is the national dance of choice. Unhurried, unencumbered, and unbelievably liberating from everyday cares and stress. Excuse me. This is the Lifestyle Holiday Vacation Resort in the enchanting Dominican Republic, an all-exclusive vacation experience reserved with you in mind. You will enjoy gourmet restaurants and an al fresco buffet dining. Unwind at the private access beach club and attentive service. Experience live entertainment shows, beach party extravaganzas, exciting casino nights, and so much more. And in the world-class, add in world-class golf, water sports, and endless island adventures. This is the lifestyle you deserve. Visit the website at www.lifestyledreamvacation.com. That's lifestyledreamvacation.com. Elite Travel. If you are looking to plan your next travel vacation or business trip, let Elite Travel book and help plan your dream vacation. Visit their website at NYELITETRAVEL.com. That's NYELITETRAVEL.com. Artist International, La Vie Juice, the super health drink. The amount of antioxidants that you maintain in your body is directly proportionally to how long you will live. This is a quote by Dr. Richard Cutter. The La Vie Juice has five powerful antioxidant-producing fruits. The acai, the acai berry, mangosteen, goji berry, noni fruit, and pomegranate. These juices are concentrated into one product, and that's the great-tasting La Vie juice. The combination of these juices leverages their synergy action in your body to the fullest, slowing your body's cell aging process while preventing the occurrences of terrible degenerative diseases. A 2-ounce shot is all you need. Visit the website at www.bodymagictogo.com. That's bodymagictogo.com. Listen, guys, the Awakening Fair is almost here. Saturday, April 16th, that's next week, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Doubletree Hotel, located in Tarrytown, New York. So that's the Doubletree Tarrytown Hotel. This is their biggest wellness fair and marketplace. It is your opportunity to learn about cutting-edge wellness of the body, mind, and spirit. You learn about wellness that starts with an attitude of gratitude, living green, being lean, and maintaining a peaceful core in a world that often challenges our serenity. And it is a great place to shop for Mother's Day, Father's Day, communions, graduations, and et cetera. You'll find those unique gifts that show thoughtfulness and awareness. So we have, boy, our list of friends for the drive at 5 is really growing. So now I'm so excited because I don't know if people know, but you know, every month this is has a national dedication. And we know that, you know, February is Black History Month. We know that March is Women's History Month. Well, did you know that April is Child Abuse Month? And I'm going to call on Carol Bingus to tell us a little bit about Child Abuse Month. Carol, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and let me first take this opportunity to say thank you for agreeing to be my guest on the Drive at 5 Live.
Thank you for having me.
Carol is the legislative aide for Council President Chuck Lesnick in the city of Yonkers, and one of the many tasks in which Carol is charged with is putting together programs for child abuse in April as well as domestic violence in the month of October. So, Carol, can you tell us a little bit about child abuse? Because I think people don't really understand how our children are at risk.
Oh, the children could be at risk. There's physical abuse, emotional abuse, and then there's also neglect.
Mm.
Education neglect, if you're neglected at home with not eating, not having the proper clothes, things like that.
So and when did they decide to, and I did send a envelope, people are on my email blast, I did send everyone a little background history on the on child abuse. Preventive month, I should say, is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And
yes.
Can you tell us a little bit, why do we need a Child Abuse Preventive Month?
Because we need to spread awareness and educate people that if you see something, you need to say something. A lot of these children are suffering at the hands of their abusers in silence. You know, they're afraid of their parent, it could be a caregiver or a relative, and they're afraid to say something. So if people see something, they need to say something, they could be saving a child's life.
You know, quite often, Carol, you watch the news, wherever your local,
yeah.
wherever people's local news is, and you hear about a tragedy, and you say, my God, what happened to the neighbors? Didn't the neighbors hear the cry? Why people don't do something when they hear the child crying?
Sometimes they just don't know what to do. And reporting it to the national hotline is really the answer, or your child abuse, your CPS agency, your Child Protective Service agency. I have the national number.
Yeah, yes. Can you please give that number, the hotline number, please?
Okay, it is 1-800-342-3720.
Just try it again. Let's do it again one more time in case people didn't have a pen ready.
Okay. It is 1-800-342-3720.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, when,
and it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It's 24 hours. Oh, good. Very good. Now,
yeah.
Now when they call, does the individual who is calling to report, do they have to worry about themselves giving all their personal information?
No, not at all. It's anonymous. You just need to know the child, the address, the, you know, what the general information.
Mm-hmm.
And then they usually send a caseworker within 24 hours. Obviously, if you hear something or see a child getting beat, you call 911. If
right.
you're actually witnessing something, then you would call 911 and a local police agency would respond.
And when the police do respond, what usually is the action if they suspect abuse?
I am sure they would contact somebody to come to take the child from the home until they find out what's going on. They would intervene to make sure the child is safe.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about, Carol, you listed, and I don't know if I got them all, but you listed several incidents where a child is abused. People on a whole only think of physical abuse. But you talked about, in your list, about education abuse. What is that? What is that? What is that about?
There's studies have shown that if children don't attend school frequently, with not illegal absences, without doctor's notes or really being sick, that tends to mean that there's abuse in the home. And you have to educate your children, so if they don't attend school, it's considered educational neglect.
Mm-hmm.
And then those CPS workers would be called, and they would investigate the home to see if there was any issues going on.
Okay.
And physical abuse is emotional abuse.
Oh, well, can you talk a little bit about that, emotional abuse?
Parents that put down a child, tell them that they're worthless, that they, you know, they're not good enough. You know, that's, you're supposed to be supportive and encouraging of your children as well. Telling them they're stupid, calling them names, things like that.
Yeah. You know, I remember one time I was Andre and I were walking. I don't know where we were coming from. We were coming from an event from the YMCA, and we overheard a parent, which was a woman, just call this little child names, and we were so stunned, and we looked at each other like, you know, and we really literally didn't really know what to do.
Right.
Would that be abuse when a parent is calling a child names in the street? Is that appropriate to? I mean,
not at all. I mean, you're not supposed to mistreat your child in any way.
Uh-huh.
Having a child is a gift, and it's your obligation as a parent to take care of that child in every way.
Okay.
Physically and emotionally. And that's actually very scarring. I mean, words can be very damaging.
Yes, it can. And what does it do to a child's self-esteem?
It makes it very, very low. They have a hard time in school. They have a hard time socializing. It can affect many different things.
Hmm. And you mentioned some other areas of abuse. We talked about emotion. We talked about
even with physical abuse, the studies also show that accidental injuries usually will be on one side of the body. Usually, the doctors can tell if a child is abused because the injuries are on both sides, like both their arm, both their eyes, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And they become very passive and withdrawn. You know, those are all symptoms, to, you know, signs to look for. If they have a fear of going home, if they exhibit fear of a specific parent or both their parents, sometimes they can act out with aggression and disruptive behavior as well.
Mm.
But that's
so if a child is constantly misbehaving, that could be a sign of abuse.
Right. There's usually something going on in the home if a child will act out, or they'll become very withdrawn. It goes either way. And it's worth checking into. It could save a child's life.
Mm.
You know, they don't come to school. Teachers are, you know, really on the forefront of this also. If a child comes to school dirty or with, they don't have proper medical treatment or dental treatment, those are all signs of something not being right at home, because those are things as a parent that you would do on a normal basis.
So, I just thought of this. Is there such a thing as medical abuse, where a child is not seeing a physician on a regular basis?
Well, that would be considered neglect. Right, that's neglect.
Oh, that's a neglect. Okay. Right.
So if they're not eating properly.
Mm.
You know, if they show signs of maltreatment, or they're very tired all the time, or some children even steal other people's food because they're not getting enough food at home.
Mm.
If they're not clean, you know, their teeth brushed, hair taken care of, if they need glasses or doctors, like I said, or if they're, so some children are frequently left home unattended, which is not good either.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I most recently, there was a young lady, I think she was 13 years old, and the mother went abroad and left the young lady in the home with a credit card and some money, and then she had assigned a friend or a neighbor to check in on the girl every day. Is that considered abuse? I didn't know what, I don't know how that case was settled, but is that abuse when a child that age, 13, left home while mother goes away for a week? Carol? Oh, I think we may have lost Carol for a second. So we have to get her back on. Let's see what happened. Are you there, Carol?
Yes, I am. Are you there?
Okay, yeah. I don't know if you heard me when I was talking about the young lady that was recently in the news where the mother went away to look for a job out of the country, and she left the young girl, 13 years old, with credit cards and cash, and then she had a neighbor to come back and forth to check on the young girl every day. Is that considered abuse?
Well, that's going to wind up going through the system. I wouldn't recommend doing that. I mean, there really is no set age for a child to be old enough to be left alone that I'm aware of. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. But it depends on the child's maturity. But any extended time to leave a child alone is really not a good idea.
Right.
You know, I have 3 children myself, and I still have a caretaker for them.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest one is 16. So it just depends on how you are as a parent.
You know, I know that for some parents, especially new parents, when, you know, they have, you know, we live in an economy that's just really just very bad, and look at, there's no end in sight. And now they're faced with both parents now have to return to work. How does a parent find a caretaker that they won't have to fear? Could you hear stories about the babysitter and this and that and the other?
Right. Well, I know we do have a Child Care Council of Westchester. That's one agency I know that we do have. They even have caregivers on a sliding scale fee.
Mm-hmm.
That's one agency that I do know of that people can
What was that name again?
The Child Care Council of Westchester.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And they have space and screen, everything has background checks, and it's a very good agency.
So when they go to this agency, they guarantee, I guess they pretty much guarantee that the child care individuals have been screened properly.
Yes, they do have background checks, absolutely.
Okay, now before we go into that, so can you tell us, can you just list some of the signs or warning signs or red flags that we would see when a child is being abused?
Well, like I said before, it would be physical injuries on both sides of the head or body. They would have frequent appearing injuries, like bruises and cuts and burns, things like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, they might see grab bites, like somebody grabbing their arms, like finger marks. Bite marks, cigarette burns, impressions of something if they're hit with a stick or a belt, or, you know, it wouldn't be your normal, you know, little bruise. You know, if they had destructive or aggressive behavior, if they became very passive and withdrawn, if they showed fear of their parents, that would be for the physical abuse. There's also sexual abuse.
Oh, we didn't discuss that, yeah.
Right, sexual abuse is if a child winds up with symptoms of sexually transmitted diseases, if they have injuries to their genital areas, if they have difficulty with pain with sitting or walking, if they're sexually suggestive, if they show inappropriate, promiscuous behavior, of the verbalized sexual behavior, you know, expressing inappropriate age of having sexual relations if they know too much or too early of an age.
Mm-hmm.
And also if they sexually victimize other children. That would be the sign for sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And indicators of maltreatment would be, like I said, if they were malnourished, very tired all the time, if they were stealing or begging people for food, if they had poor personal hygiene, you know, their clothes were torn and dirty, or they were wearing the same clothes all the time, if they were untreated medically for, like, glasses or medical or dental, if they're absent or late a lot from school, and also if they were left unattended without supervision at home.
Mm. So
those are some of the main ones.
Okay, so now you're saying, now I know that if it's a family member and they suspect, like, that can really be touchy, because I can see where a person can say, well, if I suspect that little Johnny is being abused, but if I say something and they take Johnny, little Johnny, out of the household, and I'm wrong, then I just, my cousin, my aunt, blah, 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 blah.
Right, but I mean, they do have a thorough investigation. From what I'm aware of, Child Protective Services, their goal is to keep the family together, not really tear it apart. So when they conduct an investigation, they will speak to the child. They will, interview everyone in the family. And they really do a thorough investigation before they would remove the child, unless, like I said, there's an immediate incident that's, you know, life-threatening, then that I would assume would be a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But they just won't go in there and rip the children out unless there's, like I said, an immediate incident where the child's life is in danger.
Uh-huh.
I do believe they investigate first.
And I'm sure a lot of cases being brought to life, I'm sure they do very, document these things very heavily.
Oh, absolutely, I'm sure.
You know, you hear so many cases, you know, not hear so many, but, you know, it's every now and then, you'll hear a case where the child or the household was on the radar screen, and then, you know, the child still ends up seriously injured, and in the worst scenario, the injuries may be fatal, and maybe that's a deterrent for people from calling to say something. What do you say to those people? Those people say, well, you know, what's the sense of calling? Because nothing's going to be done.
Well, they are inundated with cases. I've noticed that during the statistical research, the cases keep going up in Westchester County, in New York State alone. You can't not do anything. You have to try. Because by not doing anything and not saying something, you can cost a child their life.
Right.
And most of the time, these children are just too afraid to speak out. They have to understand that there are agencies out there to help them. You know, even if they want to try to do something on their own, tell a teacher. You know, tell the principal. Tell another adult that can help you. And there's plenty of help out there. People just can't be afraid and they can't close their eyes. It's like with anything else. You see something, you say something.
Say something, yeah. Absolutely.
There's no child deserves to live that way.
No. And I think is it our job as teachers and whoever comes into contact with a kid? I know we say it for adults that you no one deserves to be hit. Is there a message we should say to the children? To give them, I won't say hope, but to let them know that they themselves can say something.
Absolutely. I mean, teachers are mandated reporters, and a mandated reporter means they are obligated to say something. They're licensed. and they could lose their licenses if they don't. A teacher, a social worker, or a doctor, they have to report. So those are safe people for children to go to because they have to get them help.
Mm-hmm.
They're not supposed to turn their backs. They're obligated as mandated reporters to do something.
Mm.
I mean, everyone should.
How does a child get to know that this is not normal behavior and that this does not happen in the household and that they themselves should say something to an adult?
I would think by being with their peers and maybe seeing how other families are, you know, things like that. And plus, they know it. They I would imagine, have a sense that something's wrong. You know, it's not fun to get beat. It's not fun to be left alone. It's not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow. Let's talk a little bit about, I know they have it, I don't know if it's a nationwide program, but I know they have it in New York, and that's where they have, I think it was a Child Haven, when a mother is pregnant and has given birth, but really doesn't want the child for whatever reason, and they can drop the child off.
Yes, Baby Safe Haven.
Baby Safe. Can you talk a little bit about that program?
That program was founded by a man named Tim Jacquard. He was an EMS worker, and he had found when he was going on his EMS calls, there were babies in dumpsters, and he decided to take action to do something about it. And he had a law passed that if you go to the designated areas, all over Yonkers, we have signs by St. John's Hospital, every police station, firehouse. Those are all baby safe havens, and a woman can drop off their baby within 5 days after birth without any repercussions.
Mm. No questions asked.
No questions asked.
Mm-hmm.
And then this lady,
is that program nationwide, or is that just only in New York State? Do you know?
That I'm not 100% sure of.
I'm pretty sure it's throughout the state. I'm sorry?
I'm pretty sure it's recognized throughout the state. But wherever you would see that sign with the little baby, that's a safe haven spot. And it's usually hospitals, police departments, fire departments.
And I would say if, even, because this is the World Wide Web, even if this program is not in your community, I think, you know, the alternative is horrible. So I think if a mother is just finds herself just overwhelmed with a recent pregnancy within the 5 days, as Carol had mentioned, that they should still just go to a hospital or police department or fire department and say, I just can't do this. You know, I think that's better than the alternative. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
I can look up
the program on the internet. It's the Baby Safe Haven program.
Oh, okay. It's okay.
Hello?
No.
Okay.
You said the is online, the program?
Oh, I'm sorry. It has a website. They should Google Baby Safe Haven, and I'm sure it'll come up. And his name is Tim Jacquard.
And what we should also say that if anybody wanted to, because I'm sure that when they collect the babies, what did they put them in, foster care?
I would think so. Yes.
And if anybody's here who would like to become a foster parent, they should, you know, who want to give a child a second chance, they should open up their doors and look into that as well. Wouldn't you agree, Carol?
I would agree, yes. Every child deserves a chance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, excuse me. I remember when I was growing up, my aunt, she used to be a social worker and in Westchester. And before she died, Yonkers was her territory. And I know she used to go and go into the homes and investigate the children who I guess was targeted and identified as being at risk.
Right.
And I used to really tug at her and her heartstrings. You know, sometimes she had to go to the school, sometimes she had to go to the house. And
right.
It was just a very, very sad situation.
Oh, absolutely. Every child deserves to be a child, and sadly, these children that are abused don't have that opportunity.
Yeah. It's so true. What kind of program? A lot of times what?
Good.
No, good.
I would say that's why we find it so important as, you know, a government especially, to lead people and to set an example. That's why we have all these awareness programs for all these different issues, to make people understand the importance of being involved.
Right.
The community raises the children.
I would suspect, Carol, that many times abuse comes out of not knowing. I guess that's the best word. And I think, you know, children having children, they become very frustrated and very overwhelmed. And I don't think they really set themselves out to be abusive. I just think things just get out of hand. And wouldn't you suggest that in cases like that parenting classes should be
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We have an agency called Family Ties.
Oh, okay.
That offers parenting classes. There's a lot of things in our community, at least, and in Westchester, that that they offer. That parents,
okay.
Yes, definitely should take advantage of. Absolutely. And they
and
also
why is
should have information.
Mm-hmm. And what would they find when they go to these parenting classes? What do you usually offer?
I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but I do believe that they offer you different advice on how to deal with behavioral issues,
mm-hmm.
different scenarios,
mm-hmm.
good timeout chairs, and things like that of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hitting really isn't the answer. Children
no.
don't need to
no.
hear you to behave.
They
mm-hmm. respond much better. They don't respond to screaming. You know, and if there's a parent that screams, their children just turn them off. There's ways to,
yeah.
you know, children are people. They need to be taught.
Right.
Not
right.
have these fears. So I think they teach you things like that. There's anger management classes available for people if they themselves have anger issues. You know, there is help out there. People just have to reach out for it.
And usually those parenting classes, they're generally free, aren't they?
That I'm not sure of. I believe so.
Yeah, I believe they are free. And I guess the way people can find out about those classes is by, again, searching the internet, or by they can actually, I guess, ask their local hospital or clinic.
Right, hospital,
school.
They can reach out to our offices. We have the
information. Yeah, you call government. Yeah, your local government. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then I think also is just as important as parenting class. You know, usually when people of a childbearing age, they usually the circle of friends are also of childbearing age, and so usually, you know, they usually all have children usually around the same time. And probably what would be a great idea if someone was to coordinate amongst themselves with their friends a timeout day where they can, one person will babysit to give that one person timeout. And timeout could just be just to sit around and do nothing, or timeout could be just to go and get their nails done.
Absolutely.
Or just the window shop or whatever, but to give themselves time out. Because I think also, again, the people become very overwhelmed and they feel trapped. And
right.
when people become trapped, they strike out. They become angry.
Right. They need to know how to control all those emotions. Like if you're having a bad day, they tell you to walk away, take a breath for 10 seconds, take 10 deep breaths, and then go back. But also, I forgot about this one thing. In the hospitals now, I don't know about here, because of Daryl Gibbs from the Cynthia
uh-huh.
Gibbs Foundation, it's now mandatory that before a mother leaves the hospital, they learn about baby shaken syndrome.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. He's passed okay. quite a few laws in New York State. His daughter was killed at the hands of her caretaker.
Right.
He was shaken to death. So that's mandatory now, every hospital.
Well, that's excellent. That is mm-hmm. very, very good. You know, Carol, you in the beginning of the show, when we were first introducing the Child Abuse Month, and I was a little surprised that you mentioned that the number of abuse cases have increased.
Yes, they have. I don't have the actual numbers with me, but they have increased.
Do you think it's due to economics?
I don't really know what the cause is, but these are reported cases, keep in mind. Does that say that they're founded? Yeah, just because your own case is reported, it could be unfounded as well.
Okay.
So let's say, for example, a child is missing. I think in New York, if a child has 20 or more unexcused absences, meaning they have no doctor's note, no parent note, they're just missing school, they automatically get reported to Child Protective Services. So that also goes into that count because then they go in and do an investigation. But like I said, that investigation can be unfounded. Not all of them are founded.
Mm-hmm.
So the reporting numbers have gone up. Which also could mean that the education and awareness, more people are reporting.
Okay, which is what we're hoping is right. the case. Mm. When abuse is discovered in a home, and not all parents are bad. When abuse is discovered in the home, is the child permanently taken away, or can that household learn the proper way of taking care of a child, and that child can be brought back into the home?
I do believe, I'm not 100% sure, but I do believe that is the goal of Child Protective Services.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is always in the best interest of the child and to keep the families together. So I do think mm-hmm. in some cases, they do offer services, caseworkers do go into the home and they do help the family.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe that that's the goal, to keep the families together and reunite them.
Do you find that in a home, if the child is being abused, isn't another parent also being abused in the house as well?
They find that to be the case. If there's domestic violence in the house, they're usually abusing the children. I mean, it's abusive for a child to be submitted to that anyway.
Mm.
You know, you can't have your spouse beat you in front of your children.
Right.
That's
a little
emotional,
one.
Sorry.
It teaches the wrong message and it continues the syndrome.
Right.
It becomes a legacy.
Right. It, the cycle just goes and goes and goes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's why prevention and awareness are key, because prevention is everything to stop it from happening again.
Yeah.
You know, children need stable, safe environments to grow up in. And there's no book to being a parent. However, you have to do the best that you can and everything in the best interest of your children.
Right. That's so true. And if a parent feels trapped and they're being abused, shouldn't the parents try? What should the parent try to do? The parent that's in the household that's being abused, what should that person try to do?
Well, most of the time, people feel trapped because of fear. because of economics. There are many different factors that keep an abused person in their situation. But we do have an agency called My Sister's Place, and they have a 1-800 number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a hotline. And they can reach out to them for help as well. You want that number? Hello? 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 Pat? Hello? Hello, sir.
I really have to apologize. But you know, for some strange reason, people seem
welcome
to
Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 22-10. Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 22-10.
I have to apologize, my audience, but it seems as though, you know, people know I have the show every Monday, and yet they still call me between 5 and 6 o'clock. And it, what happens is on my cell phone, it knocks me off the line, and then you get into panic mode until I get back on. But, Carol, I apologize. We can continue. I don't even know where we were in the discussion. Carol?
Yes, hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yeah.
We were just basically talking, I think, about how important it is to report things and how the community awareness part of it and everything else. That's why we have all these events.
Yeah, and I think we're talking specifically about when a parent is abused.
Right.
Yeah, you talk about, yeah.
The number from my sister's place is, you want the number?
Yes, please provide the one. With the number. Yes, please.
Okay, it's 1-800-298-SAFE.
Can you repeat it again?
I'm sorry?
Can you repeat it again?
Yes, it's 1-800-298-SAFE, and that would be 7233.
Excellent. So if we do have someone who is, I feel like they're being abused, certainly what they should do is call that number and find a safe place for themselves as well as for their family.
Yes, absolutely. They have my sister's place has shelters, legal services, counseling, really anything. They have a life skills program. They have really every service to help a woman get back on their feet and get their lives together in a safe way.
And it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They're definitely not alone. Sadly, those numbers are rising also.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you know, I hope that people who are listening to the show, I hope that they keep their eyes open, you know. And you know what, we didn't talk about, well, we'll talk a lot more about this, but, you know, when Carol comes back on the show in October, we'll talk about, you know, there's parent abuse and there's grandparent abuse and there's animal abuse, and, you know, of course, again, we're talking about this month, which is Child Preventive Abuse Month, and what we can do as a community, because we always talk about it takes a community to raise a child, and it takes a community to take responsibility for the children in their community. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why Saturday we're having our motorcycle ride to raise money for my sister's place in the Child Abuse Prevention Center in White Plains.
Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Which one, the Child Abuse Prevention Center?
What's going to happen on Saturday?
Okay, on Saturday we're having a motorcycle ride through Ride Yonkers to help spread awareness. And the Yonkers Motorcycle Club is raising money to donate to both organizations that help the children. Like the Child Abuse Prevention Center, they have people that go into homes and actually teach parenting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And this event takes place when and where? When, what time?
It begins at the JFK Marina. Registration, if you have a motorcycle, is at 12 o'clock. The ride actually begins at 2. And if you don't want to ride a motorcycle, Transit Towing donates their truck for people to ride on the back of their flatbed.
Very good. And if you can even come and be a spectator and cheer the motorcyclers on as they start their ride up and down Warburton Avenue. Is that correct?
Well, we go throughout all the streets of Yonkers. Well, many of the streets in Yonkers. I'm not sure of the route at this time.
Mm.
But we do ride throughout Yonkers into Mount Vernon.
Is there a ribbon or something, a color ribbon that people can wear I know in my car I have the purple ribbon. What did he say?
Blue is the color for child abuse.
Oh, blue. Okay, yeah. I tell you, that ribbon's probably the only clean spot on my car because it's been here so long. let's talk about the pinwheels.
Pinwheels is this whole pinwheel prevention campaign. We joined forces with Child Abuse New York, and we're collecting donations for pinwheels, and pinwheels symbolize the winds of change, but it doesn't have to be this. Yes.
And I know in our community we have places like Girl Scout troops that are actually selling the pinwheel. If there's an organization like a Girl Scout troop or a Boys Club or whatever that wants to get involved in selling these pinwheels, how do you get involved?
Well, they can purchase them directly from Child Abuse New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still have some in my office left if they'd like to help and sell them. One of our Boys Scout troops at PAC 338, I think, they sold the whole box. They sold the whole box of them for us.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, because I personally purchased all the pinwheels and equipment, not through the city.
And for those people, Avon, and you know, people know that in the beginning of the radio show, one of our friends of the Drive at 5 Live is Avon. And I read the part where it says that Avon knows the value of a perfect lip, but still opens his mouth and speak out against domestic violence. Well, it looked like we both got knocked off, but I was reading the advertisement for Avon, and it talks about, you know, how Avon also not only opens doors, but it also speaks out for domestic violence. And the products in which people buy from Avon, 100% of the profit net goes towards domestic violence cause. They are truly a sponsor of domestic violence. Okay, so we lost Carol, and our show was just about up, just by 2 minutes. So I apologize that we kept getting knocked off the show, but we look forward. I'm back on, gang. I just was saying that, I'm sorry about that. I got knocked off again, but I just wanted to say that Avon has a whole line of domestic violence products, T-shirts and bracelets, and 100% of the net profit is donated to domestic violence. So we know Avon representatives, and again, you can go to you can call 914-447-1089 to buy your Avon products to support domestic violence. And Avon also has brochures and literature on domestic violence. So once again, it's 6 o'clock, and I'm sorry that we got cut off so many times today, this evening. But, hopefully we'll have a better show next week, and I look forward to talking to each and every one of you. And so until that time, have a very healthy, wealthy week. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.